Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford.
And here is Gillian O'Neill from Scolwira, and she's going to give us some advice on answering a typical question on King Lear.
In the play, King Lear moves from a position of centrality to one of loneliness and isolation. The purpose of the introduction is to give your opinion on the statement in the question and hint at the different aspects of the play you might refer to. For example, the play King Lear centres around its protagonist's movement from a king used to total dominance to a frail man. I believe it's true to say that Lear does indeed move from a position of centrality to one of loneliness and isolation. However, I believe Lear goes further and he moves beyond his isolation back to a position of some power. In your answer, you should refer to the question constantly. The focus of the next paragraphs will be the centrality of Lear. In Act 1, Scene 1, line 94, Cordelia is after saying she has nothing to say to her father, and he uses threatening language towards her to assert his control. Mend your speech a little, lest you may marry your fortune. When he faces opposition, he will not tolerate it and flies into a rage. You could also mention that despite what Lear has done to Cordelia and Kent, they remain loyal to him. As Lear inspired such loyalty, we can presume that he had a very central role as king and father. After establishing how Lear was a central figure, you would then move on to his loneliness and isolation. I'm using his state of mind to illustrate how lonely he felt. It is easiest to do this in a chronological order. In Act 1, Scene 4, line 228, we are given an indication that Lear is going mad as he asks, "Does any here know me? This is not Lear." Lear no longer can identify himself as he has lost all the power that he once had. As the Fool illustrates, Lear is now but a shadow of his former self. Another episode you could refer to is when Lear finds Kent in the stocks. In Elizabethan times, the stocks were more than just a form of punishment. They were a symbol of powerlessness. When Lear finds his servant in the stocks, he is on the way to acknowledging that he is powerless. He has nothing and is nothing without his kingship. After this episode, Lear no longer knows his place in the world, or even his own daughter, as he says to Regan, "Regan, I think you are." Lear's isolation from society furthers as Regan and Goneril tell him he doesn't need his guards. What need one? After this, Lear exclaims, "Fool, I shall go mad." In his madness, Lear becomes isolated and lonely. You could then move on to the storm scene in Act 3, Scene 2. You must remember that the storm symbolises the tempest in Lear's mind. He suffers as a result of the ingratitude of his daughters, so much so that he can't feel the fury of the storm. Lear comes to see himself as a poor, infirm, weak and despised old man. Because of these traits, he's now cut off from society. In Act 3, Scene 2, line 59, Lear still sees himself as more sinned against than sinning. Lear's isolation may be a result of not coming to terms with what he had done. However, Lear begins to think of others and tells the Fool to get out of the storm. Lear moves from his isolation in the reconciliation scene with Cordelia. Lear recognises his own faults and says, "I am a very foolish, fond old man." Even though she knows his faults, Cordelia still loves him and he is no longer isolated. He has reached his utopia in Act 5, Scene 3, when he realises he no longer wants to be a king, but a father to his daughter. So we live and pray and sing and tell old tales and laugh at gilded butterflies and hear poor rogues talk of court news. Lear loses his function as father when Cordelia dies. He too dies, but as a result of his isolation and loneliness, he is now a better man in comparison to whom he once was. It's vital to write a conclusion. You should refer to the question again, give a comprehensive summary of your answer, and outline how you have accomplished what you set out to do in the introduction.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on one.